703 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. Tina, the Tina Turner Musical, is here at the Music Hall going on now through December 10th. And on the phone with us right now playing Tina Turner is Paris Lewis. Paris, how is it going today?
It's going really good. How you doing?
I am doing great. Now, I grew up on Tina Turner in the 80s. That's the Tina Turner I grew up with. Of course, as I got older, I learned more about her, especially when you see the movie What's Love Got to Do with It. But tell me about you learning about Tina Turner, and what did you like most about playing Tina Turner so far?
Well, I wasn't too far behind the 80s, so I grew up hearing her music as well from my parents and everybody in my community. But What's Love Got to Do with It is a staple in the Black community. So yes, that was really my visuals of Tina Turner. And I'm like, just the start of me really falling into her music and the idea of her as a person, too. Yeah. Honestly, I probably didn't see much remnants of Tina in my story until I started singing professionally as an adult and auditioning. And then I started throwing some Tina into my audition songs. So it kind of brought me back to her before I knew I would be returning and joining this show.
No doubt. So tell us about the musical. What can people expect when they come down to the Music Hall and see you perform?
Oh, people can expect a jam-packed 3-hour thrill ride, to be quite honest. Similar to things that you see in What's Love Got to Do with It, but Tina, the Tina Turner musical, has a lot more of Tina's story with the interworkings of her family relationships and just the dynamic with her and Ike, but with her and other people that helped her in her trajectory. You get about 22 to 23 songs, and it's a musical where you sit and listen, but it feels like a concert.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And of course, this was written by Pulitzer Prize winning playwright Katori Hall. That's got to be cool too, right, Paris?
Yes, sir, it was. And that was really, really cool, yes.
No doubt. So, Paris, I got to ask you the million-dollar question. What's your favorite Tina Turner song to sing?
Oh, River Deep, Mountain High, without a shadow of a doubt.
Okay. You know I grew up on What's Love Got to Do It In. What's my one song that she did for the Mad Max? Everybody needs a hero. I used to grow up singing that
hero
song,
is
tough.
Also a great one. Yeah.
No doubt.
From Mad Max.
Yes. We definitely smady babies there for sure. Paris, then I got to ask you as far as who else will be playing along with you at the musical?
We also have the lovely Ari Groover, who also plays Tina Turner. We alternate dates. As Zelma, we have Ross White, who plays Tina's mom. We have little Brianna Cameron, and we also have Symphony King, who split the role of Little Anna May. So they play Little Tina. We have kids in our show, which is really exciting. Yeah.
That's what's up. Well, I definitely appreciate you, Paris. Of course, you're going to be in town through the 10th. So there's, if I'm looking at this right, there's about 8 more shows left. Is that right? Or 6 more shows?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
We have 7 more shows. So we opened here last night, where I was able to open in this great city. And tonight, Ari Groover will take the stage with Woodland Perivol playing her Ike. So it'll be a great time. And all shows this week start at 7:30. On Saturday, we're playing a matinee at 2 p.m. where you can catch me, and at 7:30 with Ari. And on Sunday, we have a 1 p.m. show with me again, and Ari closing us out at 6:30.
Oh, yeah. You better get your tickets now. Of course, we'll have more info at KPRS.com, but you can also go to Ticketmaster.com and the Music Hall box office if you want to get your tickets to see Tina, the Tina Turner musical. Paris, I appreciate your time. Hope you enjoyed that barbecue while you're up here, too.
I sure will. Thank you so much for having me.